KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Welcome to a look at the news for a Thursday, the 11th day of April for 2019. In the news for today, four members of the Amador County School Board were served with notices of intention to recall at last night's board meeting. During the public comment period, four different individuals each presented a notice to recall to Board President Susan Ross, Board Clerk Candy Thompson, Board Member Deborah Polskamp, and Board Member Janet White. Identical reasons were given for each of the four recall efforts, including approving the removal of Pioneer Elementary School Principal Lori Carson, failing to provide proper fiscal oversight, and supporting the agenda of the school superintendent. While the majority of the public present supported the recall effort with cheers and applause, a smaller group of school district teachers and parents spoke in support of board members and against the recall. The notice of intent is a middle step of the process to recall public officials. After several more administrative steps are completed, a recall petition may be circulated. If 20% of registered voters in a school board member's district then sign that petition, it will trigger a recall election in which voters will vote yes or no on removing the board member and to select a replacement if the recall yes vote succeeds. Also last night, the employment contract of school superintendent Amy Slavinsky was scheduled to be on the board's closed session, but President Ross announced that she was pulling that item from the agenda. Well, Highway 26 is now open. The 2.5-mile stretch east of Glencoe between Deerdorf and Woodhouse Mine Road was open late yesterday afternoon. While the roadway is open, expect slight delays through the remainder of the week. From 7 a.m. until 7 p.m., motorists should anticipate 10-minute delays as crews complete finishing touches under one-way traffic controls. The work includes shoulder work and striping. Closed back in February following a major winter storm, the emergency repairs have cost about $2 million and required about 10,000 work hours. Over 20 spots along the highway required rebuilding the roadway, restabilizing slopes, shoring up banks, and constructing two huge retaining walls held in place with 40-foot steel girders. And Code Red is being credited today with reuniting a Pine Grove woman with her family. Around 12:30 yesterday, Amador Sheriff's patrol deputies responded to Pine Grove regarding an elderly female that had walked away from her residence. The woman's husband had called the dispatch center reporting that his wife, who suffers from Alzheimer's, walked away from their home about 25 minutes earlier in an unknown direction. Deputies felt the circumstances warranted a call to search and rescue teams, as well as the deployment of an aerial drone to aid in the search. Additionally, a Code Red alert was issued for a 3-mile radius surrounding the residence. After searching for approximately 2.5 hours, the woman was located by a citizen who heard the Code Red message and began their own search. As a result, the Pine Grove resident was safely returned home, where a sheriff's search and rescue coordinator signed her up for Project Lifesaver, which is the department's location bracelet system for those suffering from Alzheimer's and dementia. Now, for more details on both Code Red and Project Lifesaver programs utilized by the sheriff's department, call 223-6500. And now that sunny skies are in the forecast over the next week or so, Cal Fire reminds area residents burn permits are now available online for those living within state responsibility areas. The online application is available at burnpermits.fire.ca.gov. All you need to do is watch the mandatory video, which reviews burning requirements and safety tips, fill in the required fields, submit the form, then print it out. Permits are valid for the calendar year in which they're issued and must be renewed annually on or after January 1st of each year. Now, contact your local fire department or call Cal Fire to determine what permit requirements or burn restrictions apply in your area. And remember, always call to ensure that it is a burn day in your area. And CAL FIRE will host a town hall community wildland fire risk town hall meeting tonight. That was a mouthful. It all starts at 6 o'clock at the Pine Grove Town Hall. CAL FIRE, the Sheriff's Department, Fire Safe Council, Amador County Animal Response Team, Fire Protection District, and District 4 Supervisor Frank Axe will all be on hand to talk about defensible space, wildfire risk, and evacuation procedures in place. And finally, this morning, the Giles Turner Performing Arts Center comes alive tonight and tomorrow night with the sights and sounds of Broadway. Amador High School Musical Theater and Dance presents Spring Spectacular, directed by Megan O'Keefe. Students will perform numbers from a variety of shows and genres, ranging from Music Man, 42nd Street, How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, Beauty and the Beast, The Wild Party, and more. Student choreographed dance numbers will be performed under the instruction of Savannah Patent. Dance styles include ballet, tap, jazz, hip-hop, and contemporary dance techniques. Musical theater students are accompanied by Dan Troxel, who also arranged piano and vocals. Performances are tonight at 6:30 and tomorrow night at 7. Admission is $7. And that's a look at local news for a Thursday, the 11th day of April for 2019. From the KVGC News Center, I'm Jim Geedy. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, kvgcradio.com.